All right, I think we're on. This is my wife, Denise. I'm Donovan, and I convinced Denise to do a podcast with me. And this is something we've been talking about. A coworker of mine, his doctor told him not to drink beer because it would exacerbate his hypertension because of the sodium content. And since my wife's a dietitian, I thought I'd ask her. So. Is this doctor right? I mean, can beer, you know, is the sodium content in beer dangerous?
I think that that's ridiculous, and that if you look at the sodium content of beer, it's only about 10 to 15 milligrams, which is a tiny, tiny amount. I guess if you would want to compare it to something, what did we? We looked up, was it a baked potato?
Yeah, a baked potato.
A baked potato had the same amount.
Without anything on it.
Without anything on it, plain.
Just the potato out of the ground, baked in the oven.
Was similar, so that's just not true. And it's unfortunate that his doctor gave him this false information.
But what do you think prompted the doctor to say this? I mean, just because the doctor also said if you want to drink, you should drink hard liquor.
Well, there's been some research to show that excessive alcohol consumption can affect hypertension, but negatively.
Yeah.
So you know, but one or two alcoholic beverages is unlikely to skyrocket someone's blood pressure. Professional opinion.
Can they just have a beer at the pub after work, or does this? I mean, what about? Do they need to be eating dinner with it too? I mean, does that make any difference?
No, I mean, if they have diabetes, we usually encourage people to have their alcohol with food. But I mean, it's always a good idea, I think, I guess, to drink responsibly and not to, you know, drink on an empty stomach. So sure, you know, to have the beer with the dinner is a good idea.
Yeah, but why is it dangerous to drink on an empty stomach?
If you have diabetes.
Because
At risk for low blood sugar. That's
well. But what about if you just have hypertension and you want to stop off at the pub before heading home?
Right, I've not seen.
Are you risking your life?
it's unlikely. I've not seen any literature to indicate that.
All right.
That it's
all
right. Less threatening.
So let's say later on I develop hypertension. I don't have to give up beer.
Not with the current research data that I have available to me.
Okay, well, thank you, Denise, for helping me clear this up, because I'd hate to have to give up beer.
There you go.